Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Anyway, it's open line. Whatever you want to discuss, let's go.
What happened to those boys, Abebaphuzisa, the black kids in universities, what was their ultimatum? What was the end result for those white boys? Because Abebaphuzisa abantu abamnyama umchamo, where are they? Are they jobless today? Were they exited out of the education system? What were the repercussions for them?
So I don't know which year you're talking about, but the first time I remember seeing something like this was in 2007, University of Free State.
Oh, yeah, UFS, yeah.
And those guys got expelled. And then later on, I think they then got reaccepted. That's what I remember. I don't know which one you're talking about, because I also will admit this happens more often than not. So, ngenzeka that maybe you're talking about another incident. I'm not sure.
And also, Gafana, because there's this Afrikaans university, I don't know if it's called academia or whatever, they generally get accepted in these other institutions anyway, even when they do get expelled for these wrongdoings. So sad. There's always someone who's going to have their backs in their community.
Yeah. It's racist, without a doubt. But I can also tell you that hazing happens in a lot of these institutions. When you got to high school, for example, or if you made the first team, the people that went to co-ed schools will tell you, or all boys' schools, it's even worse over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know.
No, I've never been, even in varsity, I wasn't in these, there's this houses thing.
Yeah,
day houses. No, I've never been through initiation like that.
Mm.
Hi, good morning, guys. This is for the open line. Question for Sizwe. Donald Trump declared that the US's official position is, from now on, they'll only recognize two genders. Obviously, this have got far-reaching consequences. If you think about the LGBTQ community, what's your take on that? Thanks, bye.
So, we now know, for example, scientifically, that gender exists on a spectrum, right? So, when you recognize only two genders, that is the wrong way to do things, because then you're just making it binary. Having said that, the American people themselves voted for Donald Trump. They knew what his policies were before they voted him into power. So as far as they're concerned, let them do what they want to do. Just yesterday, I heard this guy, for example, speak about, and he said this verbatim. He said, you can tell just by looking at some of these immigrants which ones are troublesome.
Trump.
I said, this one.
Was this Trump at the World Economic Forum?
Bruh. Oh, No. He was. This was when he was doing an interview with, who was it? The guy from Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his name will come to me. That's what he said, literally. I'll try and get the clip for you. The guy said, you can tell by looking at some of these immigrants which ones are troublesome. If that's not racial profiling, I don't know what is. The thing is, everybody elects the leader that they want, and people generally get the leader they deserve.
Yeah.
Now, it's also true because America is such a juggernaut that things that happen over there affect us as well. But unfortunately, we don't have a say in who they elect into power. So, if Donald Trump comes out and says there's only two genders, that is what it is. I think that's my answer. Also, it's a presidential order. Even constitutionally, there's nothing they can do about it. Even though they go out and they say some of these presidential orders are not constitutional.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, there will be difficulty in implementing some of them. But nevertheless, after 4 years, the next president can do what he did.
He'll repeal it.
Yeah.
Today, go open line. Can I please ask a question? With regards to these companies winning awards, top companies and things like that, who votes for these companies? Because a lot of companies, it's maybe two companies which are stated in that list I have worked for, but it's very toxic companies. And abanye abantu baspanela abanye ama company within the list and by a color. So who votes for them? Just curious.
I don't know who votes for them. I imagine they conduct a survey, just a general survey, and then whomever wants to participate can then participate. But I'll tell you this about award ceremonies. I have never known award ceremonies to be fair. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Those things are always fixed in the background. And it's because there's obviously an interest, if you sponsor an award ceremony, you're likely to win. If you're part of a bigger team, for example, an organization, you're likely to win. So don't place too much value on things like that. Having said that, it's a good indication, because if you run a survey and majority of people that work for an organization say this organization is a good one, it may not be perfect, but I guess it's not bad, because the people that took part in the survey said so. You see?
For the open line, I think maybe we just need to discuss this. Yesterday, we crept in a little bit when you're talking about SAPS and the cars that are dilapidated. What exactly is the role? Someone who has serious information, what is the role of amapanyaza in the society? Besides them driving flashy cars, what exactly do they do for the society? Because they are not traffic police. They are not SAPS. What do they do? What is their role? Thank you.
We actually discussed this on the show last year. So, in an ideal world, amapanyaza are meant to be helping hands and also eyes and ears where the force cannot be.
Mm-hmm.
They are then supposed to call backup whenever they see that a crime is being perpetrated or committed. That's the role of them, really.
Mm.
Because the idea is that more presence, not necessarily police presence, just more presence deters criminal from acting unlawfully. Which is true. Like, for example, at your house, if you leave a house and I said, people will break in. But have somebody like a helper there. It's not that people are scared of the helper, but they're unlikely to break into a house where there's a helper.
Yeah, that's why back in the days, we'd leave the key with the neighbor, with a light. Let's say we're gone for a week or so. And I agree with what amapanyaza are needed, especially when you look at the number of police we have. The last time I checked, we only had 180,000 members of SAPS, and there's 60 million people. So you do need some visible eyes or policing in inverted commas, you know, to deter people.
100%.
Open line on Kaya 959.
I think maybe we just need to discuss this. Yesterday we crept in a little bit when you're talking about.
Okay, we already heard this one.
Yo, the thing that I want to talk about today is the parking Nguma Public Clinic. Even at night, are they allowed? If Abantu, they are not allowed to park inside the clinic, citing the fact that they feel not safe. What about the people who are bringing patients at the clinic at night? Should they not be safe because other people are sick? How can this be tackled, Mara? Because I don't think it's the policy of the health department.
Yeah, so I can't speak specifically because I have no idea which clinic you're talking about. I also have no idea what kind of parking situation it is. Is it designated parking? Does it happen to just be parking that's close to a vicinity? And also, when you say they didn't allow you to park, who exactly didn't allow you to park? Was it somebody in authority or was it just a security person? Sometimes people will give you instructions and those are not necessarily the correct instructions, but we just adhere to them because you don't know who the right person is that you should speak to.
On that note, why do I have to pay for parking to be at a hospital?
Why do you have to pay for parking anywhere?
Yeah, but specifically at a hospital. I'm here because it's an emergency. Mm. Why am I paying for parking?
Good question. But then why are you even paying for healthcare?
You must cool it.
We're diggy in this economy of ours.
So I came across an interesting post on Facebook that spoke about men's first love theory. So it just indicates that the first real relationship a man has sets the benchmark when it comes to all others. And I think it's applicable to both genders, actually. So the first real love you had makes or sets a good comparison for all other relationships. So I guess Asher is right when he says there's always that one person that will always have your heart.
Okay.
It's true. Yeah. Very, very true. I there's an ex of mine. Like, I mean, we're cool now. But she always says, like, the way I treated her, it's almost like every time she dates someone, she's comparing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a benchmark. No, I was a great man. Like, really, really. Still am.
When are you on, hey?
Thank you.
That is good. Very, very good.
I'm a lover, man.
Sees the world. It's an open line. Whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
I just wanted to know if I saw that the president signed the expropriation bill yesterday. Wanted to check if you have indulged in that bill and what does it say in terms of the compensation part of it? How will it be redistributed, the land? How will it be redistributed? And is it in line also with the ANC conference resolution on the expropriation? appropriation, or is it one of those willing seller, willing buyer kind of bill?
Yeah, it's not what you think. I haven't read the bill in its entirety, so I read excerpts, right? Essentially, what this bill provides for, in extreme circumstances, where the government may need land back and it's in the interest of the public, then there's a procedure to be followed where the land can be expropriated, right? Not without compensation, though. Because, for example, if you sit here and you hold a title deed, then nobody can come and dispossess you of that land. You are the rightful owner of that land. They made very, well, they were very sure to mention that land ownership rights will not be infringed upon. And when you think about who our president is and how much land he owns, he would not sign a bill into place that would allow you to go and take pala-pala and be like, toodles, bye, the couch is mine. You know what I mean?
With all the other bills that he hasn't signed.
Yeah. Too many bills and billies. But anyway, it's a step in the right direction. It's not what the EFF wanted. It's not what the ANC said they want in their resolution. And as a result, that's why you saw people like the MK against it. To call an expropriation bill actually is also just a bit of a hyperbole. But again, for what it is, it's a beginning of something. The DA says it's going to take it to court. I personally don't know how you go to court against the same government you're part of. But again, let's see what they say.
You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.